A few hundred people marched through downtown Columbus to voice their opposition to abortion restrictions and what they call a violation of reproductive rights.
Not just for the rich and white, abortion is a human right!
This is a coalition of pro-choice groups that are fighting their battle on several fronts. They're against recently approved measures such as banning abortions after a pregnancy reaches 20 weeks and defunding Planned Parenthood. And they're battling bills that anti-abortion lawmakers have promised to introduce at the state and federal levels, including the so-called heartbeat bill, which bans abortion at the first detectable fetal heartbeat. Democratic Minority Leader Fred Strayhorn of Dayton backed the group in their call to halt abortion restrictions.
That we should not be putting ourselves between women and their physicians and their health. That if you don't have sovereignty over your own body, then in America, you really don't have freedom.
Yeah. Jamie Miracle of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio admits they do face an uphill battle with a Republican-controlled legislature. But she says days like today, where they can bring advocates to the statehouse, are important because lawmakers get to hear straight from constituents.
To hear how these policies impact the real lives of the people that they represent. We saw that last year with bills where there were people who co-sponsored the bill when they introduced it and then voted against it at the end because they heard stories from real people on how these would impact them.
Katie Franklin with Ohio Right to Life is encouraged with the direction the state has taken in favor of more pro-life laws. However, nearly 21,000 abortions were performed in Ohio in 2015, which is still too many for pro-life advocates.
When we're witnessing protests like this, we understand that, of course, changes have happened, and we've been a big advocate for those changes, but abortion is far from rare in the state of Ohio. It's still happening on a daily basis and by the thousands.
Miracle and pro-choice groups in Ohio say they've seen an uptick in the amount of activists joining their cause, in large part because of the bigger swings lawmakers are taking, such as the passage and eventual veto of the heartbeat bill last year.
We're hearing more and more from people that I've never been active before, and now I know that I must be active because they're seeing the real danger. You know, you can cry wolf and cry wolf for so long, and then, you know, people start listening. And, you know, when you're no longer crying wolf and things are really getting bad and bills are being passed continuously, people get motivated and come out.
In recent years, lawmakers have subtly slipped anti-abortion laws into the budget. So the Pro-Choice Coalition says it's going to keep a close eye on that bill. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.